let's just kind of set the ground right here. What do we know about what happened, when it happened, where it happened?
Yeah, so at this time, I actually can confirm that Ilya Samsonov did test positive for the coronavirus, according to two people of knowledge with the situation. So according, you know, just here, it was actually, you know, all four guys being in a hotel room, all hanging out on the road in Pittsburgh. And Tuesday night, actually, the positive test came back for Ilya Samsonov, and that caused all the other three players that were in that hotel room to get involved with contact tracing the next day. And that's why all four are being quarantined currently.
You know, it's obviously a very tricky situation given who the players are. The star player, you know, most prominent player certainly on their team, one of the most prominent players in the league. Alex Ovechkin's wife has now come out, not particularly happy with the situation. What happens next? Because this is not only is this a medical or health protocol issue, it's now a little bit of a personnel, you know, relationship issue for the organization, given who's involved.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think headed forward, I mean, first off, we think about games, right? So it's all four of these players are going to be out the next four games, which obviously hurts, you know, their entire team in the process. In terms of any other, you know, discipline or punishment that hasn't been said by the team at all. They've obviously accepted the $100,000 fine that came from the NHL for violating protocols in the first place. But sure, I mean, speaking broadly, I'm sure relationships have to be mended in that room and up to management as well, just for those violations. And so, you know, overall, I think it's going to be pretty interesting headed forward. But yeah, in terms of anything extra, nothing to report right now.
Yeah, reading Nastya Shabskaya's message, you know, as you point out, it appears to be dripping in sarcasm. That would appear to be the case. I mean, you know, her message is, look, only Russian players of Washington Capitals were together in the same hotel room. Of course, all of the other NHL players went playing away, separating themselves and their teammates. Of course, you can't catch the virus when you and your teammates sit in the bench, hug each other, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not doubting the methodology the Capitals are using, but I guess my first question is, yeah, they were in the hotel room. Is there any way of knowing definitively that that's where they got it, that it wasn't sitting on the bench or it wasn't running across each other in the locker room or anything like that? Because that's kind of where I would have a bit of an issue with this.
Yeah, so it's a little complicated process, right? You know, with all of these protocols, it's really hard to, you know, come out and say, okay, when exactly did, you know, Ilya Samsonov actually get the coronavirus for him to test positive on Tuesday night and put all of these other players, you know, in contact tracing. But overall, it's, okay, first and foremost, these four guys violated NHL protocols. And
right.
When Samsonov came and got tested, his test result came back as positive Tuesday night after the Pittsburgh game. You know, the league, the team had to say, okay, well, let's do contact tracing. Who are you with the last X amount of hours? And that's where it was revealed that all four of these guys were in a hotel room together. And that's where, you know, the dominoes start to fall. It's kind of similar to the NBA, right, where guys can test positive, but they're still on the court together. And that does not mean that all of those guys have to be in contact tracing.
Right.
So I know it's very convoluted and it's very confusing, but that's kind of the difference. Guys can't be outside, you know, the rink with no masks in a hotel room together. They can be on the ice altogether with no masks, and that's completely fine.
Smith, I got about 90 seconds left. I will say it's so odd to see Zdeno Chara in a uniform that's not the Bruins, but move on.
It is.
What are the Capitals this year? If you can just give our audience sort of a quick snapshot, because obviously, as you know, we will only be seeing Canadian teams this year, so... How do you view the Capitals and heading forward over the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously this, you know, with four of their top players missing the next four games, that definitely hurts their chances. But I mean, overall, this team had really high hopes headed into the season. You talk about, you know, the veteran leadership you add with it, Zdeno Chara. You talk about the blue line kind of being bolstered there maybe after a subpar season last year. So, overall, you know, the Caps really felt strongly that they were going to give kind of their two young goaltenders a chance there in net, Ilya Samsonov and Vitek Vanacek, who made his NHL debut last week, actually, Friday against the Buffalo Sabres. So overall, there was a lot of hope, kind of positivity around this team. Obviously, it is only four games. If you have to miss some of your top guys, but just headed into the rest of the season, I mean, it's only 56 games. they have to get the wins, you know, early and often. And right now, it's not looking too great.